Union, Mother Russia. Mother Russia, the vanguard of Marxist-Leninism. It's real. And some of you people sitting down on your lazy ass, you used to rise when you talked about heaven. You rise your feet. You stand up and you wave your hand, talk about heaven. And you never saw no goddamn heaven because no goddamn heaven ever existed. And you make me tired, you motherfuckers. You used to dance up and down the aisles when we talk about bullshit. And I don't see you dance. Tonight when they're talking about anybody see my old friend Patrice Lumumba, somebody should have been crying out in the aisle. Yeah. Should have been a moving of the spirit of enthusiasm that used to move you when you danced about nothing and sang about bullshit. Talk about going away over yonder in those days, you're talking about some heaven nobody ever saw. But Africa's real, Russia's real, Guyana's real up there. We know it's real. We're sitting in it. And you can, I'm sure glad I didn't take our money and wait on heaven, because we sure as hell never got there. Yes. And you know what I'm going to tell you? Some of you would have liked me better if I'd have drove around in Cadillacs and limousines and kept on healing, telling you a few little sweet niceties about by and by. When we get over, going to see Jesus, going to meet his sweet face. Hallelujah. He's going to open up his arms and receive us into his own. You'd have been following me. You'd have been into it. You'd have been thrilled. And I could have lived in a mansion. And you'd like me better. You'd like me better because that all the hell I've gone through, all the sacrifice I've gone through, you hate me because I make you face the truth. Not a soul hardly, but a couple, three, when it's fried chicken goes out, $4,000 now, probably $500 to get one meal. Very few people come by and say, thank you, Dad, for paying $4,500. Thank you for the times you gave your body. Thank you for the time you went through hell to get that money because it didn't come through offerings. That's right. Thank you for all that you did. No, they don't do it. See, in the aisle, they'll complain because it was not the skin was too thick. Uh-huh. Not grateful. And you stood when the first days of Benjamin Franklin run up and down the aisles. Honey, you run up and down the aisles. They didn't know where the hell you were going. I knew where you were going. It's a good thing I did, because you sure as hell didn't know where you were going. If I hadn't been honest, I'd be the richest man in San Francisco tonight. Oh, yes, I would. Because I could have taken all that money for your fried chicken and all your airplane fares, and I could have put it in my pocket. Look at him sitting out there. Don't even listen to a goddamn thing you say. It's pitiful. Breaks my heart. Not for me, because I'm used to it, but the next person coming along that makes sacrifice. The youth following up. I hope you appreciate what they do for you. Really do. I hope you appreciate reality from bullshit. Some of you, you'd rather have bullshit if it cost you. Living in some goddamn old rat-infested joint, you had a few little knickknacks. Somebody said the other day, said, I didn't know, I didn't like it because I had to give up my little clock I had for my grandmother. Honey, you probably would have given up by now because some son of a bitch would have broke in your house, set it afire, burned your ass alive, or mugged you in the street, and you wouldn't have got to enjoy your grandma's watch. I read you news today. Came right over the wire that the goddamn Philadelphia police set fire to Puerto Rican apartment building and black apartment building and burned people alive. You sit here worrying about the little knickknacks you gave up. You give them up when you go die, when somebody knocks you down the street, when some racist shoots you or sets fire to your house and you get burned up, honey, your grandma's watch will go with you. He never seen nobody take their grandma's watch to the graveyard. If you did, you didn't hear it tick. And some maggots ate on your skin. A lot of you sit here and complain you'd have been dead if you'd have stayed there. When you think about 11 people, the last I remember, 11 people had accidents and been killed in the church because they didn't come here. 11 folks wiped out on the highways. Not talking about other things, just wiped out on the highways. People crippled. One woman sitting in a wheelchair for the rest of her days. Reynolds, going to be sitting in the wheelchair for the rest of her days, paralyzed from the waist down. She could have been over here. If you were in that wheelchair, you'd understand it. But somehow you think you never would have got run over by a bus. Hell, some of you can't hardly move now. If you had to get out of the way of a streetcar, your ass would be grass. That's true. You move mighty slow. And San Francisco don't wait for old people. San Francisco don't wait for poor people. San Francisco don't care about seniors. You get on that bus and they'll push you in or push you out and let you break your hip. Well, don't say it doesn't happen because we've had all kinds of indications and evidence has happened here. Lila Murphy complained about what she gave up back there. And I remember Lila Murphy getting mugged 3 times in San Francisco. 3 times they mugged that old lady. She always talked about what she gave up in San Francisco. She had medical care, constant care, all the thing. Everybody could possibly look at her. We made a mistake reporting her dead. We could kept her alive for 2 years, if you know what I mean. I think that's a parable. Glory to God. We could have kept her alive. And her check would have kept coming in. And she would have signed it in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's the power of the mighty God. You know better. You want to get caught in it. Your heart wants to get in, but you're afraid. You feel you're going on a learning crew. I know you. You've been brainwashed too long. You got that thing in you. You want to escape. Anything just so it sounds like a cry in the night that don't mean shit. And you listen to those cries and you jump up and down and you'd weep and you'd wave and you moan and you'd groan and you'd shout glory to God. Didn't know a damn thing anybody was saying. Just moaning and groaning like some old dying moose or some old dying bull and you glory to God. Yeah, taking your money out of your pocket while you were shimmying and shining down the aisle. While you were shaking and rattling, all he was doing, making a fool. The fat ass never did a blitz hour work, never worried one time, never got you a meal. Didn't worry about one chicken meal, much less chicken meals every week. Not one meal did he have to worry about. All he worried about was getting you in that pulpit and getting you all worked up so you put the money in so he could ride home in his Cadillac that night with the money in his trunk. Yeah. In the name of the good Lord, if I see another Leela, I'm going to resurrect her and keep her by my power and by my spirit. You hear me, Reb? I'm going to keep her by my spirit. Going to move her hand even though she's in the grave. Hallelujah. Cook her ass in the meantime. You don't understand, but we do. Glory to God. Ain't going to make that mistake twice. Be good, you won't have to get resurrected. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Some people don't want to shed a good blind right now. What's the next question? Dad, Jones Jr.
Dad, I would like to know why couldn't Carter put a hole on the bombs that they're making in the USA.
What did you say, sweetie?
Why do they put a hole on the bombs that they're making in the Carter? Put a hole on the bombs.
That's a good question. And you remind me of the most important news. That's sweet. The USSR announced tonight that Carter's made a maneuver, hoping that the world opinion will die down, and they're going to slip to make the bomb probably in the summer. The USSR said they're not going to get by with that shit. So they're not going to negotiate on any other thing until they make a contract agreement. USSR's prime minister said, Brezhnev, they do not trust USA, and they said unless they put it in black and white that they will make no neutron bombs, the Soviets are going to start making a super-duper weapon next week sometime. They're going to put it into production. So we know Carter. We don't trust him. We don't trust none of the United States. That's bad, dude. It's a bad situation. But he said, that's a good question. He said he's not sincere. If he was sincere, he will sign the genocide treaty. He'll sign that there'll be no murder of any racial minorities or masses of people. He'll sign and seal it with a government contract. He'll make it real. He'll make it real by signing that he'll never make a neutron bomb. That's what they want. And they said otherwise he can go fuck himself too. So they're going to make theirs. They don't trust Carter's word. I don't blame them. Don't take their word. Make them put it in black and white.
And then I want to know, when true communism is reached, when the third world, in the third world, won't the monetary system be completely abolished?
Long way from the monetary system being abolished, but ideally when you have communism, you don't need a monetary system no more than we do here. What do you need money for? You can't buy nothing. When you go to the meal, you get the same meal, you can get as much. I see your plates heaping with the meat, the pork, and the gravy, and the rice tonight. Heaping up. Nobody had to pay for it. Ain't no Coca-Cola machine, thank goodness, because Coca-Cola is also making napalm bombs to drop on little children in Africa, so I'm glad that we're not buying Coca-Cola. We may make our own in a little while, though. We got somebody in there looking at the soda. They made peanut butter today. Good. What's that? What's that, sweetie pie? That's peanut butter, huh? Oh, my.
Yep, it smells like peanut butter.
I want peanut butter. It tastes like peanut butter. Mine eyes have beheld it. The glory of his coming. Hallelujah. Peanut butter. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, it bothers some of you folk out there, still got a little religion, but it sounds the same kind of bullshit when you thought it was real. My grandson's looked at me like he thinks I've lost it all. Coyote number two says, I'm going back to Asia. So I'm getting out of this shit right now. I'm all right, Chai. I haven't lost my mind. Just making fun of some of these old religious kooks out there that still worship Jesus and mumble about the Bible. Won't go up there and find out where Africa is, but they wonder about where heaven is. City Four Square! I love you. Oh, look at this kid. Look. This kid, he says, too much for me. Coyote number two. Now, if you want to know what your grandchild's going to look like, look. Because you put white together and you put Lou together, and that's what come. Looks just like Lou. He got a pretty wife, and she's very white, but you don't see her. All you know is you see Lou. And we got three of them in this place, and we're in trouble. Going to take over the whole damn place. Not going to be no more race problem. Three more generations, there won't be no problem. Right? We won't be able to talk about color, because we got more than that. Got my two grandchildren, Johnny's and Ava's and Tim's and Sandy's, and they're Asian. They're Asian. Those children are part Asian. And you can see it in their eyes. They ain't got but a little dip, but it come through, honey. And all of it come through here. I don't know. He just passed through Terry on his way. I don't tell you number two. That's what we're talking about, medical education, genetic superiority. The Asians have, the whites think they're so big shit. Then they mix white and it'll come out lighter with black, but you mix anything with this and it comes out that. It's going to come out that. You're even watching me. Just because you're going to take over the world, don't give me that shit. Take a look at his face. Well, what next? Everybody behaving yourself? Have you got the victor? How many of you speak in tongues to get off the learning crew? Start a church, you better. Joe, what are you doing in a learning crew? Smack ass in the middle of it. How did you get there, Joe? What'd you do, Joe?
Violence.
Violence? Against whom?
Derek, Chris, Oliver.
You guys have to sit together, each other. Was it worth it?
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Here you are, you're the violence, and you're sitting together in the learning group. Looking for each other for support. How's the feel in your soul tonight? You feel good in your soul? You guys put on a little religious folk. I want some of these religious folk back here to see the spirit. Where's Tim Knight? Where's Tim Knight? Tim Knight, I hear the voice of the Lord calling. Mighty God, mighty God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. None of you want to? Tim, where's Tim? Tim. And my son Tim too. I need to
tell him something.
You're a cute kid. A house full of cute kids. Any question? Sometimes we have to have meetings. Got to know each other. Got to know how we think. People gonna get extra food. Is Ruthie Quinn? Candy Lamar, Ben Barrett, Janet Lennon, Christy Smith, Melanie Kemp, Harold Jones, Lou Jones Jr., Alfreda March, Marcus Anderson, Vern Gosney, Teacher Johnson, Rita Murrow, Kim Fye, Doug Saunders, Eric Baker, Tom Bogue, Odessa Buckley, Chris Newell, Juanita Bogue, don't give me that, I can't read it, tell me what's in it, Denise Johnson, Marvin Gennaro, Linda Iberry, okay, Rondell Carroll, Theo Williams, Alfreda Kendall, Rosa Jackson, Berta Smith, these are for good, steady workers, Ovella Cole, Carol Young Jones, Ernst Thomas. My God, Ernst, he's getting extra candy here. Bertha Reese, Lenora Perkins, Larry Jones, Ben Robinson, Wesley Bragenbeck. Did a good job at the keeping of the wood when the rest of the crew was away. Barbara Smith, Robert Paul, Aaron Henrick, Kenny Wilhite, Willie Grady, Jerry Ray, Ralph Jackson, Charles Williams, all did a good, says dog here, but I'm sure it means dog, job, of unloading the tractor from the boat. Haven't I found the spirit yet moving? It hasn't arrived yet, huh?
the guys that unloaded the boat. I mean, I wasn't there at this time.
I don't know, they might be.
So where are they? I just wanted to say this. These two priests, one priest told the other, he says, I can make your congregation shout off a fat meat.
He can say, make the congregation shout what?
One preacher told the other one, he says, I can make your congregation shout off a fat meat. He says, oh, no, you can't do that. He says, I bet you I can make him shout off a fat meat. So he taking him on. And the guy taking his text to meet Jesus. And he told him all about the long white robe and the golden slippers. And he built them all up there. And he kept talking about, get ready to meet Jesus. And after he got them all stirred, all going, and he hollered, fat meat. And he said, "Oh!" And he ran back and said, ah, fat meat! And he said, oh, fat meat! And the old preacher was sitting there looking up at him, and he got down and he sat right beside him and he said, fat meat, fat meat! Right in the preacher's ear, and they were just falling out, and he was just hollering, fat meat, fat meat!
I got tired in the Church of God in Christ, he was telling me. Jack wanted me to mention. I mentioned it to you. And I was in a meeting, and I was trying to get him aware. And that's why I gave up and tried to give you a place to safety. And I had this Church of Christ, Church of God convention. They liked me to sing. I could sing in those days. And they wanted me to preach incidentally to my singing. That didn't amount to much. And I was preaching away, and amen, amen, amen. You just don't understand. Anyway, I was talking to those people about civil rights, and they said, amen, amen, amen. I noticed they were covering me over just totally, not hearing a word. So I thought, I'll try these sons of bitches. And I said, Satan is good. The devil is wonderful. Hell's a good place. Amen! I kept it up for 10 minutes. I kept that shit up for 10 minutes. Were you there? Remember that shit? 10 minutes. I cried. It's in the Church of God in Christ convention, and I kept that shit up for 10 minutes. And I said, "You people ought to feel ashamed of yourself." They didn't listen to the thing I was saying. I was just shouting out anything. I just shouted out all kinds of nonsense. And they got us into emotionalism, religion, and emotionalism, jumping up and down. You get into this music if you don't get the seriousness of it and the communist purpose behind it. You get into the same thing. So I got to have some seriousness mixed in with the rhythm, because it's easy to get caught up in emotionalism and get diverted from your goal. Carried away. Anybody got a question? I will move on. Yes, Mercer. Comrade Mercer. What the hell's going on here?
Carter got back to the United States. Two stops in South America and the two stops in Africa was a complete success.
But when he met Mr. Labassa, the prime minister of Nigeria, Mr. Labassa told him that the African leaders was proud that Russia and the Cuban troops had come to liberate Africa. So all the rest of the leaders in accord with that. And after he told him that, he says, I am in favor of having a majority rule in South Africa and Rhodesia.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't in favor of Firestone and Rubber Company, 99-year lease on the property for 6 cents an acre.
Yeah. Firestone and Rubber, 99 years lease on the black people's land for 6 cents an acre. That's what Africa's tired of. 6 cents an acre for 99 years? 6 cents an acre where people have been treated like dogs all their life and 15 million of our people taken from there, and before they got to the United States, 12 million of us died in boats, packed in like mackerel. Long overdue. I'm not talking about no Jesus coming. I'm going to do Jesus' work. Hallelujah. Fuck him. Let him stay where he is. As I've often said, anybody been so gone so long, and I wouldn't be talking about it because I heard some talk at the dining room table about Jesus. I say any motherfucker been gone so long ought to stay gone. All you ever wanted to do when your old man had taken off and left you with the kids, 3 months you ready to kill him, and you're still standing saying, coming soon, sweet Jesus. He's left you 2,000 years. That's a long time to be a deserter. That's a long time to desert the people for 2,000 years. It's 2,000 years since the son of a bitch was last seen. And you're looking for him. I don't look for nothing gone 2,000 years. Because Webb can tell you he saw Leela the day after she's gone and he went looking. No. Mm-mm. When you're gone, better leave him gone. Any other last few questions here?
Dad, I just wanted to say something about the states. Now, it was said that they're making a neutron bomb. The point I want to make out is the United States sure as hell don't give a damn, because the United States hasn't got one earth shelter for the people, nowhere.
No, that's a good point. Not one underground city, but the Soviet Union has all kinds, and so does China for that matter, and so does all of the socialist countries of Scandinavia and Europe. But no, not USA. No bomb shelters for people. What the hell they care about people? They're going to get the last squeeze out of the buck, and then they think I guess they know they're going to get it, so that's dangerous, too. That shows they don't even believe in their future. They know they're war criminals, and they're going to live high and take what they want, do what they want, and then just die. Because surely they can't kill off all their wage slaves. What they're going to do when they come out of their own shelters? They'll catch them when they come out. Anybody got any other question?
Yes, Dad. I know earlier this week you mentioned that Eldridge Cleaver had joined in with Wallace D. Muhammad. I just want to know if you can elaborate on that.
I don't know how to elaborate on it. It's a sad state of affairs that Eldridge Cleaver, who wrote Soul on Ice, has now join the Iman, who changed black Muslims to whatever the world community of Islam in the West. I don't know what the fuck it means. But Eldridge was a Baptist preacher 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago, and he went to Washington. They wouldn't have his ass there because he was still black. All of his selling out, they didn't believe in him. Now, look at the difference how much you sell out. Some of you people always used to say, well, white people never did nothing to me because you, honey, you were so blind you didn't see what they were doing to you. You could go in and sit there and they'd patronize you and you was a token little gal in the choir and they didn't ever invite you to the home for no tea and you were sitting there and you said, well, they're nice to me. Hell yes, they're nice to you. They wanted your voice. They want to say, here, I got one. Well, you're nice to black people. We got one Aunt Jane singing up here in the choir. But you didn't get invited to the preacher's tea. No, 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 no. You didn't know. You said, hey, never know. White folk were nice to me. You were too stupid to know when people are being bad to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't see folk being bad to you back there, then you were stupid. That's all I can tell you, because they were being bad to you every minute. I've had used to tell me right in this church, used to break my heart. I'd say, why, they're nice. They're nice to me. I work for those folk, and they give me their leftovers every day. Let me clean out the refrigerator. That was Los Angeles.
Yeah.
There were some sisters in Los Angeles. Give me that shit every time we get on the subject. Nice. Always nicer to me. What's the matter there, my love? Yeah, yeah. You're right. You've heard him say it. How many have heard folks say that? Oh, yeah. My own folk are the ones done me wrong. I have time trouble with my own people. We need amen, because some of you are guilty.
Back in the States, you try to make a supervisor out of a black person, or all black person, try to kill him.
Yep.
Me and Jan Gillis was talking about Kuwait. Kuwait is a country, and it has 25% or more oil than any oil country in the world. And I asked her, would it be possible for Guyana to get different oils and resources from that country?
Well, son, I'm telling you, you people are going to have to answer your own questions. You keep this up, you're really pretty good. I don't know that, I'm sure that in time the third world nations like Kuwait, even though they're now being fooled by the United States to be afraid of communism, I think the oil nations in time will wake up and unite with the third world, and the United States will be the one to be left hanging in the dry. Right now, the United States' only last-ditch stand is to try to convince the oil-rich nations like Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, thank you, that they've got to be afraid of communism. They've got them so afraid of communism that they're letting U.S. pull the wool over their eyes and take their money for investments and military protection. One day, the people will rise up in those third world nations that control the oil. That's a cinch. You people will have to... Oh, shit, this is ridiculous. 109 people have got to sign here. They just hold their hands up and they can come in here and sign. Edith Cordell, Edith Delaney, Miguel DePino, E.L. Dennis, you've got to keep your hands up because they got to sign something to get you out of some tax trouble. You lose your check. Connie Fromm, Maureen Talley, Sylvester Fair, Mary Garcia, Claude Goodspeed, keep your hands up when they bring them over here. Don Fitch, Mary Griffith, Pat Grunert, Yvonne Hayden, Gladys Jackson, Clara Johnson, Earl Johnson, Magnolia Harris, Judy Iams, Paulette Jackson, Shonda James, Robert Johnson, Laura Johnson, Yvette Jones, Ralph Jackson, Kathy Jackson, Ernest Ed Jeffrey, who's Jay Jones? Who's Jay Jones? There's so many Jones around here. Well, Jay Jones, it says.
Ask Carol over there, will you, Dick?
Ira Johnson, Wanda King, Ray Jones, Agnes Jones, Edie Catullus, Karen Lendo, L.V. McGinnis, Earl McKnight. Boots got to go out later tonight, so you got to get these signed. Ernestine March, Andrea Martin, Jane Muchman, Herbert Newell, Maud Perkins, Edith Roller, Glenda Polite, Lois Ponce, Ron Sines, Darlene Ramey. If you don't do it, we'll get you out of bed tonight. Sure as hell, Abraham Staten, Annie Zinko, Santiago Rosa, Shirley Smith. Tell them to come over here and sign them now. These people got their hands up. Willie Sneed, Adeline Strider, Bobby Stroud, Armella Tardy, Bernice Thomas. I guess it's Ernest Thomas, formerly of 1209 West Spruce. Would that be Ernest Thomas? Compton, who lived on 1209 West Thomas, West Spruce. Thomas that lived on 1209 West Spruce in Compton. Harriet Traub, Adeline Tucker, Richmond Stahl, Inez Wagner, Cheryl Willite, Mary Wotherspoon, Peter Wotherspoon, B. Orsett, Danny Moten, Cynthia Davis, Preston Wade, Marianne Casanova, Tom Partak, Mary Castillo, William Castillo, Rochelle Hawkman, Sylvia Grubbs, Mark Boutte, Corliss Boutte, Roosevelt Turner, Christine Miller, Ernestine Blair, Dorothy Brewer, Rosie Burgens, Pauline Groot. Now, all the people come over here to sign. You can sign them up. Somebody, Jay Jones, who lived on, now that's, Jay, that's Brother Jones, 84th Street in Los Angeles. So hold your hands up and they'll come and give me something to wipe my glasses with so I can see full. Well, I'm going to do it here. Hold this up. They can talk to him here. I'm telling you to come in here and talk to him. One by one. I'm not going to disrupt this whole thing. They can get to him one by one. They're in here. Your hands are up. You put your hands up. Don't you leave. They'll have to get you at night. Just don't let them, when they come in, Miss Tisha, who is it, Tisha and Harold?
Yes.
When you come in, they'll talk to you. You keep your hands up, but don't let your hands go down when they go out of here, because you'll be wakened at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I don't think you'll like that. Right. Who's got... Hurry it up over here. Get them over here. 109 people. Out of here.
Give me the gob gambling. So no way nobody can do it the way I say it, I'm sure. There's always some way that I can, the way I ask
to be done, it can't be done. Edith Cordell, Edith Delaney, so I've got to announce 109 names again. Miguel Delapino, L.E.L. Dennis, Corey Duncan, Connie Fromm, Maureen Talley, Sylvester Fair, Mary Garcia, Claude Goodspeed, go over in the tent, down, take care of it. You go now, the ones I just named. Okay? And Goodspeed there, he's got his red socks and his yellow. My God, that's the way to come to the Lord's house. And his yellow swatter. His yellow swatter. Thank you, Jesus. How you doing, Goodspeed? He got his sick. He's yellow. That's true. That's all right. I like the red sock. That shows we're red. What is it, folks, here? Got it at 70.
Oh,
huh? I think it was 70, didn't it? What were you at, 75?
75, I don't know what.
Oh, Jesus, I can't remember either. No, you can remember. Richard would remember. Richard would remember. That's probably so.
I think it was 75. Give us 3 months.
Tell me go with it. I don't know shit. I think you'd probably get by with it if you didn't do it. might as well shift around here for a moment because we got to get some of this done. So any other, got any questions about the program? Some different ones. I've heard from some of the same individuals. Now let's hear from some new faces. So we've got to get this all done. Yes?
I just saw the other day the news about Joshua and Como and Robert Mugabe.
Yes.
I'm not quite clear on what they're about. And I know there are some leaders in Africa.
Well, you've been busy. I have to keep up with it. It takes a time to listen to this news and keep diversification of it to be able to pick up and read it. They are the heads of the Patriotic Front. In Rhodesia again. When I say Rhodesia, we'll come back then, do it again until everybody learns and learns and learns and learns. Zimbabwe. They are the leaders of the Patriotic Front. Represents 3 out of 4 of the population. I've forgotten what it is. 40-1 more blacks there. 40-1 more blacks than whites. 1 white for every 40 blacks, and a white nation, a white government runs that country. Can't last. Inhumane, immoral, barbaric. That's Mugabe. Robert, I think you said it, you pronounced it probably right. Mugabe. And Joshua Nkoma. Nkoma. The N is emphasized. Anybody else have any questions? Yes, Paris. Well, it's coming. Let me see. First time, two days too slow. Michelle Brady Bogue, first time, 2 days ran with Wood, the hardest worker, set the pace for the rest of the crew. Ellie's off. She's off. Michelle Baker, Brady, off. Stay off, honey. Need to bite too slow, okay? Needs to pick up pace. Santa Clayton, second time. Good attitude and good worker all the days there. Off. Where is the Johnson girl, by the way? I want to tell her, your girlfriend, I want to tell her something. You don't have to behave yourself. Janice, yes, where is she at? You don't have to behave yourself because there's a man that's interested in it, and I'm going to tell him about her right now. I'm telling you what I'm going to do. So you're going to have to be good. You're going to keep her. Come here. Don't you think it's right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, well, good for the
people. Be good. Be good. I didn't tell her what to do about it. I just tell her so she don't have to think she's bound by you anymore, brother. Don't,